Well, I am happy to be here this evening. Even though I am in bass voice, seems like that when my brother Steve last Wednesday night announced that I would be speaking, I'm the old pastor, so I kind of feel that way right now, kind of old. After speaking for about 12 and a half hours this weekend, it's caused a little strain upon my voice, plus the fact that I've kind of caught a little cold. But nevertheless, I do feel that it's a pleasure to stand up and remember my Heavenly Father this evening. I missed the service this morning, and as you, many of you were here to take the sacrament, and I was here in spirit, because I know that you knelt in prayer over the emblems of the broken body and the spilt blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as you recall, I don't know, I believe probably Steve was in charge, but as you recall, he asked you to kneel before the emblems and to remember the covenant that you made with Jesus Christ in the waters of baptism. And that's what I'd like to talk about this evening, is the remembrance. You know, Christ in many places in the Scriptures asks that you remember Him. In fact, in the prayer that is offered over the bread and wine, it says that we're praying to our eternal Father in heaven. It says, O God, our eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify the bread of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of Thy Son, and witness, O God, the Eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of Thy Son, and always remember Him, and keep His commandments, which He hath given them, that they may always have His Spirit to be with them. Now we're admonished in this prayer over the bread that we're going to remember the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for us. Each one of us stand unworthy of the love that Christ has for us. And each one of us, as we, in all of our efforts to try to serve Him, we yet are found wanting. All we can do, we still fall short of those things which He requires of us. But yet He paid the ultimate sacrifice. He was willing to walk the streets carrying His cross. And He was willing to be lifted up. And as our Savior was crucified for our sins, He asked the Father that He might preserve and protect all those that believe upon Him. I think that one of the most beautiful prayers that I've ever heard in my life is the prayer, the recount of the prayer that Jesus made in the Garden of Gethsemane. If you recall that He knelt before the Father and He asked that those that he has called out of the world and that have followed after Him, that the Father might protect and that the Father might bless. And He asked that they not only bless, He asked that they not only bless the those that followed after Him, but those that believed on His words. And we are asked only a simple thing, and that is to remember always remember Him and keep His commandments which He has given us. And He promises that if we do this, if we keep the commandments and we remember Him, that He will always give His Spirit unto us. And you know, I kind of wondered what all this entailed, this remembering Christ. You know, we're to keep Him in mind. We have some feeling of gratitude for Him. And one of the definitions of remembering is careful not to forget. Careful not to forget what? Careful not to forget the sacrifice that He made. Careful not to forget to read about Him. This is how we keep Him in remembrance, is that we study the Scriptures. He's told us that we can remember Him through prayer. In the third chapter of, it's the eighth chapter of 3 Nephi. He was talking to His disciples here on this continent. And He was instructing them after they had partaken of the emblems that they should give unto the multitude. And at the 40th verse it says, "And this shall ye always do unto those who repent and are baptized in My name, that ye shall do it in remembrance of the blood which I have shed for you, that ye may witness unto the Father that ye do always remember Me. And if you do this, and if ye do always remember Me, you shall have My Spirit to be with you. And I give unto you a commandment that ye shall do these, that ye shall do these things. And if ye shall always do these things, blessed are ye, for ye are built upon My rock. But whosoever among you shall do more or less than these are not built upon My rock, but are built upon sandy foundation. And when the rains descend and the floods come, and the winds blow and beat upon you, upon them, they shall fall, and the gates of hell are ready open to receive them." That means when troubles come our way, if we're not founded and built upon the gospel of Jesus Christ, if we don't always remember Him and call upon Him in prayer, we're built upon a sandy foundation, and we will but fall. So, the Lord is very cognizant to remember us in these things. He has prayed for us. He sent a comforter to us. He has called ministry to remind us of His gospel. "Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep My commandments, which the Father hath commanded Me that I should give unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in My church among My people, who do repent and are baptized in My name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example for you. And it came to pass that when Jesus had spoken these words unto His disciples, He turned again unto the multitude. And He said unto them, Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye must watch and pray always, lest ye enter into temptation. For Satan desireth to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Therefore, ye must always pray to the Father in My name. And whatsoever things ye shall ask in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given you. Pray in your families unto the Father, always in my name, that your wives and your children may be blessed. And behold, ye shall meet together oft, and ye shall not forbid any man to come unto you when ye shall meet together, but suffer them that they may come unto you, and forbid them not. But ye shall pray for them, and shall not cast them out. And if so be that they come unto you oft, ye shall pray for them unto the Father in my name. Therefore, hold up your light, that it may shine unto the world. Behold, I am the light which ye shall hold up. That which ye have seen me do, that which ye have seen me do, we are to follow the light of Jesus Christ. We remember him by holding up the light of Jesus Christ, which is his gospel. He has set an example for us. He has taught us how to pray. He has taught us how to come unto the Father and remember those that are around about us. He's even taught us that if there's those that come in that are not, that do not happen to be members of our particular church, that we're to treat them and pray for them and lift up Christ unto them. This is how we remember Christ. Likewise, there's readings in Alma, the 16th chapter. :219 through :224, teaching us again how to pray, how we must humble ourselves continually in prayer and cry to him when we're in our occupations. It says fields here. Cry to him when we're in our houses, in the morning, in the midday, in the evening. Cry to him against the power of our enemies. Who is the greatest enemy that we have? We're to cry against Satan. This is what Jesus says, and this is how we can remember Jesus and remember what we have promised in the waters of baptism. We're to study the scriptures. On page 163 of the Book of Mormon, it tells us, wherefore you must press forward with the steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and love of God and all men. Wherefore, if you press forward, feasting upon the words of Christ and enduring to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And now, behold, my beloved brethren, this is the way, and there is none other way nor name given under heaven whereby a man can be saved in the kingdom of God. And now behold, this is the doctrine of Christ, and the only true doctrine of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, which is one God and without end. And now behold, my beloved brethren, I suppose that ye ponder somewhat in your hearts concerning that which we should do, after ye have entered in by the way. But behold, why do you ponder these things in your hearts? Why do you not remember that I said unto you that after you have received the Holy Ghost, you could speak with the tongues of angels? And now, how could ye speak with the tongues of angels, save it were by the Holy Ghost? Angels speak by the power of the Holy Ghost, wherefore they speak the words of Christ. Wherefore I said unto you, feast upon the words of Christ, and behold, the words of Christ will tell you all things that ye should do. Remember Christ. That's what we've asked in the prayer this morning. It says that we must meet together oft. This is how we remember Christ. Yeah, I'm as guilty as anyone else. I'm not here at all called meetings. And I really believe that we suffer individually because we're not where we should be. I know that there was one brother, and I spoke about him last night to some of our loved ones that we were with. It seemed like that he would always say that, well, you are where you want to be. And that's exactly, if we're not here, we're where we want to be. And we know that deep in our hearts we should be with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And another way that we can remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is through reverence. Reverence to the Lord. Again, in Alma 16, says, for behold, this life is a time for men to prepare to meet God. Yea, behold, the day of this life is a day for men to perform their labors. And now, as I said unto you before, and as ye have had so many witnesses, therefore I beseech you that ye do not procrastinate the day of your repentance until the end. For after this day of life, which is given us to prepare for eternity, behold, if we do not improve our time while in this life, then cometh the night of darkness, wherein there can no labor be performed. Ye cannot say, when ye are brought to that awful crisis, that I will repent, that I will return to my God. Nay, ye cannot say this. For that same spirit which doth possess your bodies at the time that ye go out of this life, the same spirit will have power to possess your body in that eternal world. For behold, if ye have procrastinated the day of your repentance even until death, behold, ye have become subject to the spirit of the devil, and he doth seal you his. Therefore the spirit of the Lord hath withdrawn from you, and he hath no place in you. And the devil hath all power over you. And this is a final state of the wicked. And this I know, because the Lord said, he dwelleth not in unholy temples, but in the hearts of the righteous doth he dwell. Yea, and he has also said that the righteous shall sit down in his kingdom and shall go no more out, but their garments should be made white through the blood of the Lamb. And now, my beloved brethren, I desire that you should remember these things, and that you should not, that ye would work out your salvation with fear before God, and that ye should no more deny the coming of Christ, that ye contend no more against the Holy Ghost, but that ye receive it and take upon you the name of Christ, and that you humble yourselves even to the dust, and worship God in whatsoever place you may be in spirit and in truth. We reverence the Lord. Reverence is more than just being quiet in church meetings. You know, sometimes when we have meetings at this local and other locals, we are anything but reverent before the service. Reverence is a spiritual communication with the Father through Jesus Christ. That's what reverence is. When we are reverent, we will not do anything that reflects negatively upon the Lord or His church. Order is part of reverence. So is cleanliness of person, cleanliness of apparel, cleanliness of speech, cleanliness of action, cleanliness of thought, and respect. Reverence invites the Spirit of the Lord to be present. Therefore, we both old and young need to be reverent. This is the house of God. This is the place where we need to show reverence unto Him. And how do we do that in our meetings? First, we come to church with a prayer in our hearts that the Spirit of the Lord will be here with us, with each and every one of us in the meeting. We make preparations for the meeting. We should come in a pleasant attitude, unhurried, arriving 5 to 10 minutes before the meeting would begin. We should ensure that our children have visited the restrooms and drinking fountains before the meeting begins. One thing that we can show reverence in our church is that we sit together as families. Our children sit with us. We should encourage our families to sing together. You heard my brother talk about the choir. We should encourage not only the family of Christ to sing together, but sing together as families. True reverence is a vital quality that is fast disappearing in today's world. I know that you probably tire of hearing me talk or Ron talk, others, about how our children are no longer controllable in school. Well, sometimes our children are not controllable in church as well. And we must take control. We must order our lives. We must have reverence for our Heavenly Father, for His Son Jesus, and for the Holy Ghost. I can remember, and I did last night, when we were visiting with some loved ones, we recalled how great it was when we would get together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And some of the older people of the church at that time, how we had heroes that we looked up to. And now we've decided that we are the older generation of the church now. And do our children have the heroes or the persons that to look up to that we did when we were growing up? Have we set a good example? You know, it says in the scriptures that Jesus set the example for us. I read that to you in the scriptures. That He set our example for us. And certainly, I can remember just not too long ago that we had ministry. We had people of the congregation that set examples for us. And I wonder, deep in my heart, if we have done the same. Have we set examples for our children? I would like for you to remember the next time that you come to sacrament and you kneel down before the Lord. And the minister rehearses the prayer over the sacrament, over the emblems. I would like for you to remember the words that he says, that you promise to remember Jesus and keep his commandments, that you might always have his Spirit to be with you. I would like to turn to page 441. In the Book of Mormon. And I'm going to start with verse 65. And it says, "Now, my son, remember the words which I have spoken to you. Trust not those secret plans unto this people, but teach them an everlasting hatred against sin and iniquity. Preach unto them repentance and faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach them to humble themselves and to be meek and lowly of heart, in heart. Teach them to withstand every temptation of the devil, and with their faith on the Lord Jesus Christ, teach them never to be weary of good works, but to be meek and lowly of heart, for such shall find rest to their soul. Oh, remember, my son, and learn wisdom in thy youth. Yea, learn in thy youth to keep the commandments of God. Yea, and to cry unto God for all thy support. Yea, let all thy doings be unto the Lord, and whether whithersoever thou goest, let it be in the Lord. Yea, let thy thoughts be directed unto the Lord. Yea, and let thy affections, let the affections of thy heart be placed upon the Lord forever. Counsel the Lord in all thy doings, and he will direct you, he will direct thee for good. And when thou liest down at night, lie down unto the Lord, and that he may watch over you in your sleep. And when thou risest in the morning, let thy heart be full of thanks unto God. And if you do these things, you shall be lifted up at the last day." And that's the desire that each one of us have, is that we would be lifted up at the last day. But how are we going to do this if we don't hold Jesus Christ in reverence? If we don't hold the service unto God in reverence? If we don't remember Him in all that we do, in all that we think, in all that we say. You know, it is up to us. My brother prayed about Zion, that Zion might be a reality, that Zion might come. Are we ready for Zion? If not, we had better hurry. We had better wake up from our slumbering and sleeping. And we had better make ourselves ready. Because God's timetable is that when He calls for the coming forth of Zion, it will come, whether we're ready or not. And if we're not ready, then another person will be ready in our stead. My brother asked I can't recall exactly what he said in his prayer, but he asked that we might be united together. And this is one thing that I really pray that we would do. I pray that we could become united as a people to follow after the words of Christ. that we might be that light that others might look to, that we might be an example, that we might remember the Lord in all of our doings, and that He would lift us up and save us at that last day. I do pray for Zion, and I pray for you. I pray that each one of us might be found in that city when it's to be built. I pray that when Jesus Christ will come, that He will find this people prepared, ready for service. I pray that none would be offended by what is said, because this is what the Lord has intended for us. He intends us to be a prepared people, ready for His coming. And it certainly would be a shame if the time would come when Jesus is to return and we weren't there. I recalled last night, and my brother and sister also recalled, a time when one young man had a vision, and his vision was that he seen the city of Zion being prepared, and he was instructed that he would not have any part of it. He would not be permitted to enter in to Zion or the kingdom of God. What a sad state that is. And this vision or dream or day vision was given to him that he might correct his life in such a manner that he could be acceptable. But just like many of the rest of us, he didn't take seriously the words of God. Let's each one of us take seriously the words of God. And let's remember Jesus Christ.